Dusty Chapman, Matthew Robinson, or Randy Williams, or Lou Zeffirelli. But every one of these that I just mentioned, during the time that I'm preaching, are going to be part of a relay race. They are passing the Olympic torch out in California. They are running this marathon from LA to Atlanta. They are part of it, and even while I speak for the next 30, 40 minutes, they are going to be involved in that. And I want to speak to you tonight for just a few minutes on the torch of truth, of what it means to share the gospel with someone else. Many of you that are backslid are going to come back to the Lord tonight. Many of you that have never known the Lord are going to know the truth, and the truth will set you free, totally free. But on March 30th, about 1 month ago, the Olympic torch was lit in Olympia, Greece. This morning in Los Angeles, and this is the only time I can preach a message like this, friend, because it doesn't come around very often. This morning in Los Angeles, the torch landed, and they began to run to Atlanta. 10,000 torch bearers will be involved in this. I had my staff today pull it up on internet, on World Web, and pulled everything that's Olympic news, just pour it off the computer. And I love staying on top of a situation like this because it has so many spiritual parallels. The path of the Olympic torch blew my mind. It was like the opposite of the revival fire that's facing this week in the station. I'll tell you what, I've got a map of it, and it looks like Joe's prophecy in reverse. The path of the Olympic torch will cover the West Coast, sweep through the Midwest, pass from St. Joseph, Missouri, down to Houston, Texas, over to New Orleans, up the Mississippi River, remember Russell, to Minneapolis, over to Chicago, down to Louisville, Kentucky, up to Detroit, sweep over to Buffalo, New York, across to Boston, down the East Coast to Charlotte, turn west to Nashville, hallelujah. Gospel touch Nashville. I'm proud of this. I mean, it's just a parallel, friend. I believe in God. Turn west to Nashville, cut due south to Montgomery. It's going to come right close to here, to Tallahassee, Florida. Sweep through Florida down to Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Up the east coast to Savannah. It's going to crisscross through the host state of Georgia. It'll go through Macon, Rome, and Athens, where it will be finally in its journey on July the 19th. At the opening ceremonies of the 1996 Summer Olympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia. 42 states will be covered. It's an 84-day journey, 182 miles per day. Over 10,000 people are going to be running with this torch. And I want to tell you, friend, every one of those runners are well aware of their responsibilities. From the moment the torch handle touches their hands, they are responsible. Do you hear me tonight? They are responsible for the journey into the hands of the next runner. Not Bill Clinton, not the Olympic Committee, not the athletes that are going to be performing, that are going to be competing this summer, but that one person, that one woman, that one man is the only one responsible for passing that torch into the next runner's hand. Falling short of that would be a national disgrace. I want you to turn with me to John chapter 14. Hallelujah. I can feel this. I was tired a few minutes ago, but I'm not tired anymore. I'm going to read three scriptures to you. Place you want to know what truth is. I want to know what truth, what is truth. You can sum truth up in one word. Jesus. Jesus.
It's a crime. Okay? You slammed the handle, you stepped on it in the closet, then you busted the tip off of it, and you saw it in your thumb. Now I'll just clean that off, and I'll make the rod about an inch shorter and stick the cap back on there, and he'll never know it. You're living a lie, man. Your dad comes in, and he's gonna go fishing. As soon as he said he's gonna go fishing, you freak!
With all the religions of the world, you know, the Muslims are 1 billion strong.
If that bothers me, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me, because I know God in a week or a day can melt all 1 billion of them. He can melt, you know, Muslims all over the world are receiving visions of Jesus right now. Did y'all know that? Every one of us will think, how can we reach the Muslim? How can we reach the Muslim? God, I can reach the Muslim. Sessions. He's a way, he's a truth. Those of you that are confronted with those of you evangelizing, you're confronted with cult members. Don't blow in your head. I don't care if they know more about the word than you ever know. They're trained by the way of the word. My cousin went to a cult college for 3 years. He said all they taught for 3 years, Steve, was how to combat you. That's what they taught us for 3 years. But you can have more, you can memorize the word from cover to cover. If you ever call me, come up against me. And you can spit out scriptures all over the place. Oh, okay, you know, man, God handle all that. Good for you. Did you know that one day you're going to burn? If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, one day you're going to bow your knees. You're going to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're going to do it. There is only one way to the Father. There's only one way to heaven. Sign, seal, and deliver it. Jesus also said in 8:32, John 8:32, that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In Hebrews, oh friends, I want everyone in this room to be so free. Come with me to Hebrews tonight. Jerry, where are you at? Yeah, come on up and sit down. How about the singers? So easily entangled us, and let us run with endurance a weight that is ever for us, need some other time to go around that circle, you know? And they just really seem to have it all together. You may feel like, you know, wow. You know, look how confident he is. Look how confident she is. Man, that's all a facade. What are you going to see through it?
Anybody? Bill Revival?
Into my point is, if that happened to you, you are right now. Period. And this is what concerns me. I threatened you just a few minutes ago. I had to do with the relay and the electric racer. They saw the torch coming. They grabbed a hold of it. And the speaker actually got that torch.
Stop it in the wrong! The evil's are out of shape!
experience the Lord. Get some of the simple truths that come out of your heart and testify. We'll see the foundations of nations. We talk about being the Lord word. The rest, we talk about the power of God. Dear Jesus, thank you for speaking to me.